So many of us have records on shelves or in the basement, and chances are the record player is long gone. But Zoe Williams of Dayton Youth Radio is here to tell us that teenagers are glad we didn't throw the vinyl away.
I'm Zoe. I'm a senior at Stuyvesant School for the Arts, and I'm also slightly obsessed with J.D. Salinger. Ever notice how kids these days are into old stuff? We post pictures of Polaroids on social media. We pride ourselves for listening to the Beatles. Even our sense of style takes all the best trends from the past 50 years. Kids these days, in a unique way, are obsessed with history. I love the sound of a typewriter every time I strike a key. It just makes me feel like a real writer. My brother Kellen has always been a bit of an old soul. His band covers B.B. King and Muddy Waters. We used to listen to Breakfast with the Beatles every Sunday morning. Just for fun, Kellen would browse the LPs at the local music store. He always strolled past vinyl of modern artists like Lana Del Rey or Adele. He even rolled his eyes at them. Kellen's main interest was always in the oldies, Tom Petty or the Rolling Stones. He knew he could never get them, though. He didn't have anything to play them on. Kellen's birthday was coming up. Not only was it his 16th birthday, but it was the last birthday he'd have before I would move out for college, so I wanted to get him something special. I found a bright orange Victrola record player. It was the perfect gift for a teen stuck in the past. Kellen's eyes lit up as he tore open the black and gold happy birthday paper. I remember he just looked at me as if to say, "Really?" His head kept swinging back and forth from me to the record player. My dad disappeared into the basement. Now, he has always been a music lover. For every CD on his shelf, he has a zany story about his days in LA or when he was in high school. I could tell my dad was excited because he ran up the stairs, something he never does. My dad had about 4 Prince albums in his hands and 1 Jimi Hendrix. The record had to be at least 50 years old. The sleeve had tears at every corner, and the gold background was faded. It even had that old musky smell. In the living room, my dad instructed Kellen on how to handle the record. Now, my dad can barely work his phone. He only just started sending texts by himself a few months ago, yet he was showing us how to use a record player. Kellen stared at the record, like it would disappear if he looked away. We spent the rest of the night eating yellow birthday cake and spoonfuls of ice cream, listening to Prince. Kellen had that amazed look on his face the entire time. He didn't have to say thank you. For Dayton Youth Radio, at Stuyvesant School for the Arts, this is Zoe Williams.
That's Waxing Poetics, written and produced by Zoe Williams, a senior at Stuyvesant School of the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Mack Studis at Stuyvesant. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.